The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Nun Vav. We're holding in the middle of the sugya, in which Rava had proved that dreams are generated by the brain of the individual, by showing that it's all of the dream images are clearly taken from his own experiences, and that even though they shouldn't be limited, they obviously are, by exactly what he would experience. Today, the Gemara actually brings some beautiful expressions of that idea, in which the Gemara shows that it's possible to actually create dreams by having an insight into the type of psychology of the person whose dream you want to create. So I'm going to lay case of the Rabbi Yeshua Bar Hananya. Caesar challenged Rabbi Yeshua Bar Hananya, and he said, Amrita dechat mita tuva. You claim that you Jews are pretty smart. How about a challenge? How about you tell me what it is that I'm going to see in my dream? And, of course, Rabbi Yeshua simply had to think about what would Caesar be worried about. What he would be worried about in his worst nightmares was losing his ongoing wars with the Persians. Well, the Gemara uses Persians for all those that were part of that culture that the Romans were constantly fighting. So he said, well, I'll tell you. You're going to see that the Persians are going to be using you to do work. The that basically they're going to capture you in war, take you, you're going to become a shepherd of rodents, and you're going to be doing that with a chutra de dahava. They're going to leave you your golden scepter, you see. Your golden scepter is going to be used as your shepherd's stick for all the rodents. And this was such a fabulous image and touched so many issues that terrified the poor guy that, of course, he couldn't get the image out of his mind. It was too powerful. And the whole day he keeps thinking about this. And sure enough, you're cooling him a little bit at night. Because that's exactly what he dreamt of. Now, on the other side of the border, of course, Shvar Malka from the Persian end was talking to Shmuel and telling him the same thing. And he said to him, Amrita de Chachmito, Tuva, you claim that you Jews are very smart. I challenge you to tell me what it is I'll be dreaming about tonight. And Shmuel, of course, did exactly the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua did on the other side. What would be bothering Shvar Malka more than being captured by the Romans? So he told him, I'll tell you what you're going to be dreaming about. Chazita da'atu ramoi. You're going to see that the Romans invade Vishavalukha and they capture you, and then they turn you into a grinder of dates, and you're going to be using a golden grind mill, just to make it clear that you were once a king. Here, Kule Yuma, sure enough, the whole day he's thinking about this horrific image. And at night, guess what he dreams about? Le'urta Chaza. Now, Bar Hadaya was a professional dream interpreter. Gafasha Kamehavi. Mandi Yavle Agra. So he used to have a little, you know, the doctor is in 25 cents, old peanut thing. And if somebody paid him, then he would give him a good interpretation. But if you didn't pay him, oh, that was bad news. Somebody wanted to use his services, thinking he could get a professional courtesy. He would always interpret it the worst possible way. So Bayev Rava always used to have common dreams. After all, Bar Plukta share a lot. So Chazu Chalma, they would see this dream. Now Abaya, when he would say, that's one quarter, please, bing, Abaya would pay. Rava would insist on professional courtesy. He would never pay him. So anyway, a couple of examples of the types of interpretations he made. Amrile, they said to Makrina Bukhalmi, they read us in a dream the posik, Shorcha tavuach le'inecha v'lo tochal mimenu. And I don't know what it means, each one said. So Abaye gave him his quarter. Bing, Rava didn't give it. And so they explained it like this. The Rav Amale, what this means is that the Shar is going to be Tavuach Le'inecha, and you're not going to get anything out of it, because it ends the Netunot Le'ivecha. The Rav Amale, Posit Iskecha V'lo Amir Chalomecha Mi'utzvah, you're going to shecht it, but you're not going to be able to eat, you'll be so miserable that you just don't have any appetite. Mi'utzvah L'Libcha, you're going to be so sad. Labaye Amale, Abaya was told, you are going to have such an amazing week of business deals that even though they check the shore and prepare the meal, you're just going to be too excited. You're not going to be able to sit down and eat. Another time, they said, they read us in our dream, so Larava, they said that means kibishute, exactly what it sounds like, evil. Labayim are like, oh, that's a very sad story. It means you're going to have so many children. Your daughters are going to get married out to people from all over the world. In your eyes, it'll be, oh my God, they've been captured by America. Akaryan, another time, they were read the pasuk, banim. So, well, that sounds pretty bad. So, Abaye was told, who paid his quarter, you're going to have so many kids, and you're going to get constant problems with your wife. You want them to marry into your family. Your wife is going to insist that they have to marry one of her relatives. And obviously, who's going to win that argument? She's going to force you. And sure enough, you have it on the kriva, which is like an amacher. Oh my God, those are weirdos, aliens. So that'll be the meaning of la amacher. And the Rava, he told, who refused to pay his quarter, well, obviously, your wife is going to die. You're going to go and marry somebody else. And your banim and banot are going to be la amacher because they'll be raised by nida tachrita. The Omar Rava himself was the author of that approach to the pasuk. That's a reference to Eshet Ta'av. A stepmother is the worst thing for the children that you live over. So they came and they were taught, Shtebele Tov, Belev Tov Yenecha. So Labai Amalei, okay, you know what that means? It means you're going to do a great deal. Meravach, you're going to make a lot of money, Yiskecha, and you're going to be eating and drinking, and you're going to be reading the Tzukah, and that's why you were listening to this pasuk in your dream. To Rava, he said, oh, you're going to have a miserable loss this week, and you're going to Tavakta Velo Achalta, you're not going to be able to eat, and you're going to just drink yourself into a stupor. Vikarita Lefachuche Pachtako, you'll read the pasuk to try to give yourself a little bit of hope in life. You're going to be so miserable. Akrinat zera rav totzi asadeh. But of course, the end of the pasuk is ma'ateh sof kiyak salena ha'arbeh. So Abaye, who paid his quarter, he told him erasure. That was a good sign. Zera rav totzi asadeh. The Rava, he told him misefa, which is you're not going to get any of it. Akaryan zeitim yulecha bechol gvulecha. Same thing happened with the pasuk of zeitim. We're over there. It's a shemen lo tasuf. Ki yishal zeitecha. So Labaye, who paid his quarter. Omele mireisha. Lerava, omele misefa. Akrinon v'ra'u kol ha-me'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. V'yaru mibecha. So to Abaye, he said, this is going to be a major move in your life. Apparently, you are going to be a great Rosh Hashiva, and because of that, a matcha naflat ba'alma. Everyone will have yira for you. Lerava amarle, and Rava was told, oh my gosh, you poor guy. This means that the badaina de malka, the king's jewelry treasure, is going to be broken into atvar. You are going to be accused of being the ganav. So mitvas beganvi. And because of that, everyone will say, oh my God, if that could happen to Rava, imagine what could happen to us. So, oh my God, they're going to see how much to fear Midas Adin. Sure enough, the very next day, the king's treasure house of his wife's jewelry was all, well, actually, it was the crown jewels, was broken into, and they came and accused Rava of being behind it. Out of the tops of the Rava. They said him, Chazan Chasa, both of Ivarava made money selling wine, and they had a dream in which they saw that a chasa, a lettuce, was growing on top of a barrel of wine. So Labaye, he said, Domerle, who paid his quarter, ding, Ayef iskecha kechasa, your business is going to grow and spread like a lettuce. The Rava, who refused to pay, Domerle, oh, poor guy, Morir iskecha kechasa, your wine is going to be really bitter, and it's going to go down the tubes. Amrele, Chazan Bisra Pumdani. Once they both had a dream that they saw meat on top of the barrels. So Labai Amrele, oh, that means you're going to have such fantastic wine. Basim Chamarcha, that you're going to have a wine and meat tasting. But Larava Isra, your wine's all going to go bad to be vinegar. The only way to drink it is to have it as a dip for meat. Amulet. Chazan Chavita, the Tali Bedikra, we saw a barrel hanging in a palm tree. So Le'abaya, he said, that means Madla Yiskecha Kedikla. Your business is going to succeed. It's going to be up there in the neon lights. Towering. Yeah, it'll spring up. And to Rava, he said, it's going to taste. It's Chole Yiskecha Ketamri. It's going to be sweet like dates, meaning people are going to be so happy to buy your junk stuff because it's going to be selling at very low rates. I mean, like Chazan Rumana Takatri Apumdani. We saw Rimon growing on the top of the barrel. So not by Amalei. That means Ashik Iskecha Kirimoni. It's going to be it's going to cost a lot of money. And the Rav said it means your business is going to be sour like Rimon. Amalei Chazan Chavita de Nafala Bira. We saw an image in our dream of a barrel that fell straight down into a hole. So not by Amalei. Shush. Your stuff is going to be out of sight, and it's going to be off the market because it's not going to be available. Everybody's going to buy it up. So there's no way to get it. And that's people's expression. When mitba'a iskecha, they say, nofal pita bebira v'lo ashkach. There's no way to find any bread. It's all sold out. L'rova amalei, it means your wine is going to be so lousy, you're just going to throw this stuff down in the sewer. Posted iskecha v'shari le lebira. Amalei chazinam bar chamra, b'koya istan v'noar. We saw in our dreams there was a chamor standing over our heads and braying. So labaya amalei. This means malka havita. You're going to be a Rosh Hashiva, and you're going to have an amora, and he's going to be making a lot of noise, saying over your shiurim. So kaya amora la. The Rava, he said, oh, that's a sign that your tefillin are missing the words peter chamor. So Rava said, no, that's ridiculous. I saw my tefillin, and they have every peter chamor right there. I just checked them. Oh, Malay, the point is, the sofer wrote a vov in the chamor of peter chamor, then realized that he wasn't supposed to have written the vov, erased the vov, and passed your tefillin. Well, Rava checked it, and he saw it, that indeed it had been erased. The only thing is, so everybody asked it, and that's doing him a favor. But the thing is that it had actually been erased in the correct way before he continued. So he erased it, and then he continued. But Rava had no way of knowing that. So when he told him it was erased, he had to get rid of his tefillin. It's really bad, yeah. Anyway, Lesov Azal Rava Lechudei Legabe, and Rava started going on his own. The door, outside door of my house, collapsed. The sign your wife is going to die. My teeth and my molars fell out. That means your sons and daughters are going to die. I saw that I released two doves in the air. That means you're going to remarry and divorce two wives. I saw three cabbages. Whoops, that's a sign they're going to hit you twice, because that looks like a little hammer, a Kenyan hammer, you know, those things. So train kopi balata, I'd watch out if I were you. So Rava decided, okay, that day he's not leaving the base of Medrash. He does not want to get hit with two hammers on his head. So he goes and he sits the whole day in the Beit Midrash. That's all Rava. We yoma v'yata Beit Midrash and kula yoma. Anyway, there were these two blind men who wander into the Beit Midrash and they start fighting each other. So there they are. Treisaki nuhuri davi kaman subhadadi. Poor Rava felt terrible for them. Goes to breaks them up, and each one of them takes a hammer and smashes him. So he goes to Farukim, mokul Rava, trey dolem, trey. And then one of them picks him up to hit him again. And he says, wait, enough. I only saw two. Oh my mistake, I've had enough already. Train Kazo, I only saw two. In the end, Rava decided, you know what? I'll start paying the guy. So Ata Rava Vyoivle Agra. Oh my lay. Kazoy Ashita the Nafa. I saw the wall has collapsed. Oh my lay. That'll be one zuz, please. Ding. Nakasim Balon Matsorim Kanita. What do you need walls for? You're gonna be so rich, you're expanding without any walls. I saw Abaya's castle collapse. The Kasyan Afke, and the dust of the collapse covered me. One dinner, please. Ding. Amalei, that's a sign that Abaya is going to die, and his yeshiva is going to be given to you. I saw in my dream my own house collapse. The whole world's coming, and everybody's picking a brick. One quarter, please. Ding. That's a sign that your teachings are going to be spread throughout the world. Tremendous demand. the Afkareshi Venatar Mokri. Listen, you can't, this can't be good. I saw my skull break open, my brains fall out. One quarter, please. Ding. Armalay Udrebi Besadya Nafi. Sorry, but your couch just sprung a leak. Armalay Akaryan Alala Mitzra Bakalma. I heard the halal of Mitzrayim. And that was sung to me in my dream. That'll be one quarter, please. Ding. Amalei, that's a sign. Nisa Misracha Shelecha. Miracles are going to happen to you like what happened to Mitzrayim. Then Baradai realized, uh-oh, wait a minute. We're on a boat. I don't want to be a boat with somebody who has miracles. Time to leave. So he says to himself, there they are. So because of Ahadi Harba. Oh my, wait, why am I in the same boat with a guy who needs miracles? That's not the right flight. Bahadi Gavad Misrakash Nisa Lomali, I'm getting off. So Bahadi the Kasali, as he gets off the boat, his little Freudian, the Freud Red book of dream interpretation, right? You didn't want it to belong to Mao. So it falls out of his pocket, and Rava finds it, and he's leafing through it, and he finds that in the little red book it says, every dream follows its interpretation. You slob, Russia, but you don't kaima. You mean it was all up to you for your lousy quarter? It's Artin Kulehai? I murder you everything, except for the death of the daughter of Rafkista, my wife. Yea, Rava, the limsar ugavra, the day malchuta de lo mirachmi ale. May it be the will of the Lord that no good be given into the hands of a malchut, that I will have no mercy on him. Omar, so he said to himself, oh boy, what do I do now? My avid, what should I do, Gemiri? To kill a lot, chachama fil bechinamima. We have a Kabbalah that for chokam gives you a klola. Even if there was no reason for it, it's going to become true. Koshikain Rava, the Bedina Kalayat, he's got a lot against me. I can understand his feelings. Maybe Ekum Vigli, I'll go into Galut. Yomamar Galut Mechaperat Avon. Because after all, Galut is a Kapara. So, he goes, Gali Labe Rumoy, he goes to Rome. And also, Yatiba Pitra, the Reish Tuzina de Malka. So he goes and he sets up his little, the doctor's in 25 cent shop, next to the place where the king's storage of clothing is. And the Reish Torzina Chazakama, the man in charge of the storehouse, had a dream. And he comes to him and he says, I had this dream in which a needle punctured my finger. Amalei, that'll be one denarii, please. What are you talking about? Lo yoevle. Sorry. No denarii, no kalome. So that's it. So lo amalei v'lo mid. Try it another time, he says. Amalei chazoi denofa takla betartan etzvotai. I see that two of my fingers turned gangrenous. Amalei, one denarii, please. Lo yoevle. Amalei didn't tell him anything. One day he comes again. He says, chazoi denofa takla b'kule yoga. My entire hand has turned gangrenous. Amalei, gee, too bad. Nofa takla b'kule shiroi. All of the clothes have been eaten up by larvae. Should have paid me my dinar. Anyway, they found out, Shami Beimalka, that the entire storage house was destroyed. But you are the Reish Torzina. They arrest the Reish Torzina and are about to take him to execution in Kakatule. Well, Marley, so he says, why execute me? What was I supposed to know? Anna, am I? You should bring the guy that could have easily stopped the whole thing and didn't do anything about it. So they bring in Bar Adaya and they say to him, Amrle, because of your lousy zuz, am to zuzetifa, horvu shiroi the malka, the entire king's storage clothes has been destroyed. We have an excellent way of treating you. Kafitu train arze bechavlet. So they took two strong cedar trees and they winched them together till they were connected. And then they attached one leg of Bar Adaya to one tree and the other leg to the other tree. And then they took a and then they took a sword and boom, the tree separated, and so did he. And then and he fell into two pieces. The Bach has a little bit gorier, in which initially it only rips him into two, but his head is still connected. Rava says, no, that's not enough. It's got to be two parts of his head. And so they finally pull apart completely, and his head falls into two parts. Shaul ben Doma, ben Achotosh Rabbi Yishmael at Rabbi Yishmael. Ben Dama was the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael. Asked Rabbi Yishmael, how do I understand a dream in which Ra'iti Shnei Lechayai Shenashru? I saw two of my cheeks, basically, like bones fall out. Amar, that's a sign that Shnei Gidudei Romi Yatzur Lechara'ava Metu. It was obviously people were talking about you, and there was a plan to hurt you, and they died before it was able to happen. Amalei Bar Kapor LeRebbe, Ra'iti Chot Mishen Ashar, I saw my nose fall off. Amalei, that's a sign, Charon Af Nistalek Mimcha, that anger that was aimed at you has been taken away. Amalei, Ra'iti Shnei Yadai Shelechtechu, what are you going to do about my two hands that were cut off? Amalei, that means you're going to become so rich that Lo Tistarek L'Masi Yadecha, you don't need to work anymore. My 2 feet have been cut off. Ah, that's a sign that they're going to give you a beautiful horse to ride. You won't need him anymore. And in my dream, they said, Ba'adar Mitat, you're going to die in Adar, and Nisa Lo Chazita, you'll never see Nisa. Omalei, that means, Be'adruta Mitat, you're going to have a very honorable death. And never come l'day disayon is what it means. But this will be many years in the future. Omalei Ahud Tzeduki l'Rabbi Yishmael. Ra'iti sh'ayni mashkeh shemen l'zeitim. I saw myself pouring oil on olives. Omalei, well, been sleeping with your mom, haven't you? Omalei, bo'al imo. Omalei, chazay dekotif le'kuchva. I saw that I picked a star out of the sky. Omalei, bar Yisrael ganafta. You've obviously stolen. By the way, these are all, whenever it says Ahud Tzeduki, it's always really umina. So it's a reference either to early Christians, but they are, because of the censor, they always change it to Tzeduki. Yeah. So I saw that.
What does the Tzeduki say?
Oh, he has.
He leaves. He never goes by the censor. Oh. Whenever we start talking about the censor taking out, he shows.
Oh, okay. Good. So anyway. I saw that I picked a star out of the sky. Omalei, you've obviously stolen a Bar Yisrael. Omalei, I saw in my dream that I swallowed a star. Omalei, that means Bar Yisrael Zavante. You sold a Ben Yisrael and took the money and used it. Omalei, weird dream I had last night. My eyes kissed each other. Omalei, whoops, been sleeping with your sister too, haven't you? Omalei, Chazoi, Denashke Sierra. Kiss the moon. Omalei, oh man, Baal Eishes Yisrael, you've obviously taken a married woman from a Jew. Omalei, Chazoi, the Darichna Betuna Da'asa. I saw that there I was in underneath the shade of a hadassim, which was usually used for a chuppah. And there I was, doing my thing. Omalei, that's a sign, Baal Nara Murasa. Apparently you took an engaged girl. Omalei, Chazoi, Tuna Meiloi, Mumitatoi. I see what I'm carrying on top of me, then it's under me. Omalei, oh man, got a lot of sexual positions there, don't you? Mishkav Ka'afoch. Omalei, Chazoi, Orvi, Da'adri Lupuria. I see that there's all kinds of crows keep coming to my bed. Omalei, yeah, apparently your wife's got a lot of men coming into bed. Ishtacha Zantami Anashim Harbe. Omalei, then I had this dream in which I have all of these yonim that they're coming to my bed. Nashim Harbe Timeta. It's a sign you're taking a lot of women in that bed. Omalei, Chazoi, the Doki Trey, Yuneyu Farchan. I see that I was holding 2 doves and trying to throw them away. Omalei, that's a sign that you took 2 women, Tarte Nashim Esafta, and you threw them out of the house without giving them a get. Bartotinan below get. Omalei, Chazoi, the Kalipta Bay. I had a dream in which I'm peeling eggs. Omalei, apparently, you go through the graveyard and you take clothes off of the dead people. Shachri Kamashalachta. Omalei, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's true, all the other stuff. Yeah. Kulu Itne Bay, but this is just going too far. I mean, Barbie, the letter. As they're talking, this woman walks by. I said, I can't believe you're wearing that suit. That suit was the suit that we just buried that guy in last week. The Mitzvah Gavra Plony, the mate. You must have ripped it off of him. Vash Alte. Omerle. Chazoi de Omerle. Shava Kucha Avu. Nichse Bekaputkia. I had this dream in which I'm told your father has left you money in the money is neighborhood. In Cappadocia. Omalei, so he said to him, do you own any property in Cappadocia? Omalei, love, no. Did your father ever go to Cappadocia? Omalei, love. Okay, then I'll tell you what it means. It means, in Cape Kappa is Keshura, Kap is another word for a beam. Deka is 10, so 10th beam. Count the 10th roof beam, azik kapa deresh asara, and you'll check it, and you'll see that it's full of money. Shimalei azuzi, that was hidden there. Ozel ashkach shimalei azuzi, sure enough, he goes up and he finds that that's where his father hid the money. Amri b'chanina, haro'e be'er b'chalom, ro'e shalom. Someone who sees an image of a be'er, of a well, it's a sign that he's going to be able to be in peace. Shenemar v'yachburu avde Yitzchak v'nachal v'yimtzu sham be'er mayim chayim. And that was finally the time that they were left alone. Rabbi Natan omer, matzah Torah, shenemar ki motzi matzah chayim. So this is a hekesh, a gzer shava to be'er chayim. So here it says motzi matzah chayim. And here it says, Be'er Mayim Chayim. Rava says it means Chayim. Very simple. Chayim Amash. That this man is going to live. Amr Bichanan. Shalosh Shlomot. And there are three indications of peace. Nahar, Tzipor, Ukedera. What are these? Nahar, we know because it says, Hineni notea aleha, ki nahar. Shalom, Tzipor, Tichtiv, ki Tziporim afot, Kein Yagen Hashem Tzmakot, Al Yerushalayim. So this is a sign of peace. Kidera, Tichtiv, Hashem Tishvot Shalom Lano. So it's clearly a sign of Shofeta Kedera. You put down the Kedera onto the oven. That's a sign of peace. Omre Bechanina, this is only if there's no meat in the Kedera. And because otherwise there's psukim about, you know, Shvot, the Kedera, the Basar, as a sign of destruction of Yerushalayim. So Kedera She'im Basar Shanina. And this would be because the Forshu Kasher Besir Uchbasar betoch kalachat, which is a sign of destruction. Omrav Yeshua ben Levi haroen nahar b'chalom. You see a river, you better get up and say the right pasuk before the wrong one pops into your head. So say hineni notea aleha k'nahar shalom before you think about ki yavo k'nahar tsar. If you see a tzipor b'chalom, jump up and say ki tziporim afot ken yagin Hashem and so on before kadam shiakum in a pasuk acher ki tzipor nodedet min kina, which would be a sign of galut, ken ish noded min makomo. Haro ek deira b'chalom, and if you see a pot yashkin v'yomar, you better make sure you say the right pot. So what you should say is that Hashem tishvot shalom lam before you get the wrong pot, which is where you say shvot kam yitzok pomayim, and that's terrible. Haro'e anavim b'chalom, you should say yashkim v'yomar ka'anavim b'midbar. Say the pasuk that refers to ka'anavim b'midbar matzati Yisrael kevikura b'te'ina, which is nice. Kodem shi'akdem ben a pasuk acher inveimo inveirosh from the Swiss parsha. Haro'e har b'chalom yashkim v'yomar ma navu al harim raglei mivaser. Before you get the bad pasuk, al harim aser esa b'chivenei. Haro'e shofar b'chalom, you should immediately say vaya b'yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. Before the wrong pasuk pops into your head, tiku shofar b'giva for destruction. Haro'e kelev b'chalom yashkim v'yomar l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev v'shano. Before the wrong pasuk, haklavim azei nefesh. Haro'e ari b'chalom yashkim v'yomar aryei sha'ag mi lo yira kodim shikadmenu pasuk acher, referring to the Nebuchadnezzar, Allah aryei misafo, which is a sign of churban. Haro'e tiglachas b'chalom yashkim v'yomar, the pasuk of Yosef, v'yigalach v'yachlov simlotav, which is a good sign. That was the beginning of his aliyah l'gedula. Kodim shikadmenu pasuk acher im gilachti v'sor mimen. And that was the beginning and the end for Shimshon. Haro'e be'er b'chalom yashkim v'yomar be'er mayim chayim kodem shikadmenu posik acher, before you get the wrong posik of the be'er, which is kahakir b'yir mimea. This is kenyek ra'ata. Haro'e kane b'chalom, if you see a, what did I say, kane in English again? A reed. Yeah, a reed. B'chalom yashkim v'yomar kone ratzutz lo yishaver, it will not break. Before you get the wrong pasuk, hinei batachta lecha mishenetak kanei haratzutz. Tana Rabbana, Obama. Tana Rabbana, haroe kanei b'chalom yitzapel chokhmah. You should look forward to being zeichet to wisdom. Shnemar kinei chokhmah. Kanim, if there's more than one, yitzapel bina. Because it says b'kol kinyanecha kinei bina, so you'll get insight. Omre b'zera, you should know that kara, kora, kira, and kanya. So if you're talking about gourds, or kora is what grows on the palm trees, or kira is like wax, or kanim, are all good signs in a chalom. And pumpkins? Oh man, pumpkins are the best. Tanya, ein mar in diluin, ela lemishu yore shamayim bechol kocho. You want to see a pumpkin? Then you have to be a Yerei Shamayim with all your heart.
Linus. Huh? Linus.
The great pumpkin.
Yeah.
Ro'eh shor b'chalom. If you see a bull in a chalom, yashkim yomar, v'chor shoro hadarlo. It sounds really good. Before you get the wrong passage, which is ki yigat sharatish. Turn around, and there's five things said about a shor in a dream. Now, if you see yourself eating from the meat of the shor, that's a sign, mitasher, you're going to be rich. Nakcho, if the shor gores you, that's a sign you're going to have children that are menakim b'torah, that are going to be powerful to fight in divrei Torah. If it bites you, nashcho yisurim ba'inalav, bo'ato, if it kicks you, it's a sign derech rechokan yizdamnula, you're going to be going for a long trip. Rochvo, if you ride on it, then it's a sign ole l'gedula, that you're going to become great. But it says in the Braita, Rochvo, if he rides, he's going to die. Well, we didn't say who rides who. Lokasha. Oh, the Rochev Gulatura. If you're on the shore's back, that means you're going to be rich. If the shore's on your back, you're dead. So, the Rochev Tura Lidide. Haroech Hamor Bechalom. Yitzapel Yishua. Shenemar Yinei Malkech Yavolach Tzadik Venoshahu Ani Verochev Al Hamor. So, it's a sign that Yeshua is near. Haroech Hatul Bechalom. You see a cat. Well, it depends how you pronounce cat in your local area. If you live in a place where a cat is a shunra, then you're going to have shira na'ah. That means your band is going to be successful. But if it's a place where it's called a shinra, then that's a sign that bad changes are coming. Shinui ra. Haro'eh anavim b'chalom. If you see grapes. So, livanot are always good. Ben bismanan, ben shalom bismanan. If they're green grapes, then they're yafot. But if they're dark grapes, it depends. Bismanan yafot, shalom bismanan ra'ot. Haro'eh sus lavan b'chalom. If you see a white horse in a dream, doesn't matter whether it's calmly, it's chewing, or whether it's running, that's a good sign.
It belongs to Apollon Cassidy.
Adom, if it's a chestnut horse, if it's calmly chewing, benachat, that's a good sign. But if it's beredov, that's a dangerous sign. Haroa Yishmael b'chalom. If you see Yishmael in a dream, that's a sign, Yishmael, that God will be listening to your prayers. Tfilato Nishma. But this is not an Arab we're talking about. We're talking about Yishmael, you know, the real one. Yeah. Ben Avraham. Avotaya Ba'almalo. This is some Arab. That's not called Yishmael. Haro'eh Gamal B'chalom. Someone who sees a camel in a dream. Mita Niknesalu Min Hashamayim V'Tzivu Mimena. It's a sign that there was Milas Hadin, that it was Matuach Kenegdo. You'll recall that we're going to get there. You'll recall that the story of Yitzchak Avinu, which is Midas Adin, and the Aliyah of Midas Adin is completely about camels. Mm-hmm. And that's why, because the camel is called Midas Adin because of the fact that it is completely independent. And that's why it's no longer needs your water. That was the whole story, that she needed to give the camel until he no longer needed to drink. So that is always why, whenever there's a remiss to Midas Adin, it's always in terms of Gimalim. So here, if you see the Gamal in Chalom, it's a sign that he was saved from Midas Adin. Mikra says, Rechama Barabi Hanina, Mikra, Anochi Eredim Chamitzrayim, the Anochi Aalcha Gamala, Gamala, you see, I'm going to bring you up. Renach, and by Yitzchak says, well, there's nothing, but it says, Gam Hashem Evir Chatatcha, Gam Hashem Evir Chatatcha, Lo Tamut. Now, if you see Pinchas in a dream, that's a sign, Pella, amazing things are going to happen to you, just like happened to Pinchas. If you see a peel, Bechalom, oh my gosh, that is amazing. Plaot, Nasulo Token picked up on that one. Peelin, you see more than one peel. Pile, Plaot, Nasul. Ah, Haflava fella. It's all about elephants. And if they're cute little ones with big ears, oh my gosh, the sign you're going to be flying high. We'll talk about more about the Peelin tomorrow.
And so here we are in Perek Haroeh. Lovely parak for a time of leasing, which is what this office is about also. And we had just finished the last words with a perfect place, right? The first word of the daf, Anunvav. And it's interesting that the assertion of the Gemara last night, the closing assertion, is that dreams are only a result of mental activity, and that the proof of the matter is that if dreams were really completely random associations, then you should be able to see things that normally you wouldn't have even considered in your imagination. And you don't see such things, since you're not constrained by the laws of nature. There'd be no reason why you wouldn't be looking in a dream at an elephant going through the eye of a needle. That doesn't happen. So that means that the constraints of normal mental activities at some extent apply to dreams, because you can only use the material of your imagination anyway. In which case, it's fascinating that the Gemara continues today with a story in which this idea is actually made use of, Lamaisa, because Omar Kesar Rav Yehoshua ben Hananya, the Caesar, who was in the midst of one of the numerous wars of the Romans with the Persians, said to him, you know, Amrita da Chachmita Tuva, you guys, you Jews, claim to be such wise people. Emily Maya Chazina Bechamoy, tell me what you think I'm going to see in my dream tonight. Omar, oh, it's very clear what you're going to see in your dream. Chazita de Meshabigavah, what he did was now, that he looked basically into the psychology of Caesar, thinking about what would be the most impactful thought that he wouldn't be able to get the image out of his mind all day, and that he would dream about it. So he gave him a horrific image. Basically, you're going to see in your dream that the Persians capture you, and they're going to use you for work. They're going to have you becoming a shepherd of rodents. And as your shepherding stick, you'll be using a chutra to the hava, a golden shepherd stick, and that's what's left of your malchus, to be now the shepherd of rodents for the Persians. Now, this thing was so powerful that here, Herr Kula Yume, all they want was Caesar. Well, the word the chazan, sure enough, what do you think he drinks about? Shvar Malka, which was the other side of the war, because Shvar Malka was a melech of the Persians. It was really called the Persians, all of the Malfiot that had relationship to Persia, the language throughout the years. And Shmuel was close to Shvar Malka, who told him the same thing. Amrita de Chachamita Tula, you Jews claim to be so brilliant. Hemeli Mai Chazina Bechamoy, tell me what I'm going to dream about. So he looked at it from the Persian side of affairs. He also thought of a nice image. Amalei Chazita Datu Romai, you're going to see the Romans coming, Veshavalecha, and they are going to catch you and use you for work. V'tachne Becha Kashaita, what would Persians be doing? They would be grinding now the date pits. They'll have you grinding them up using a golden rechayim. That'll be what's left of your malchus. You'll be a miller, all right. And of course, he couldn't get that out of his head. Here, Kula Yuma, the word of Chazit, but sure enough, he dreams about this at night. Now, Bar Hadaya was a Mefasher Chalmi. He was a professional dream interpreter. And basically set up a little shop that said the doctor's inn and had a little sign with 25 cents. You'd stop in and you'd get your dream interpreted, but you got to pay him 25 cents. Now, Mandi Yoyev Leagra, if you gave him his 25 cents, Mefasher Leim Al Yurta, he would give you a good dream. But if you refused to pay his fee, he would give you a bad dream. Now, Abaya and Rava both would have very often the same dreams. I mean, after all, they were Bar Plukta, so I mean, they were interrelated. So they saw a dream. So Abaya used to pay him his 25 cents, this is, and Rava refused to pay him. Professional courtesy, for heaven's sake. So Rava lo yoyev leim. So Amrei, they said to him, you know, we both had a dream in which each one said, separately, you go to the doctor, you know, the Chalmin, they read to me in my dream the Pusik of Shorchat Avuat Leinecha Velotuchal Mimenu. So the Rava who refused to pay him, he said, ay, 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 Basit Iskecha, that means your business, you're going to go out of business. Velora Hanila Kalamecha, you won't be able to eat because, you won't have a chance to eat it. You're going to be so miserable. You'll be so miserable, you won't be able to eat. Whereas to Abaya, he said, Shorchat Vuach Leinecha means your business is going to be so incredibly successful. Mirabach Iskecha, Veloahani Lachalamecha Michet Vadalipich. And you won't be able to eat because you're going to be so excited that the money coming in, that you're just not going to have the patience to sit down and eat. Sure enough, that's what happens to both of them. Another dream they had was they said, well, it says that we had a dream in which we were read the Pasuk Banim of to lead, you'll have children, sons, and daughters, but they won't be yours, because they will go into captivity. So to Rava, he explained the pasuk means literally, or, you know, they'll be captured by the guy and taken off, carried away to Abaya. He says, this means you'll have so many sons and daughters that you're going to have to basically marry out of the family. That's like going into captivity. I mean, they go off to America, never see them. And that's like having your children and your grandchildren far away. And then Medanian Dapakhita Kazlina Bashivya. In your eyes it'll be as if they're going into captivity. Then they had another pasuk. Bonecho notecha de tunim la amacher. Your sons and your daughters will be given into a different nation. Venecha ra'ot, your eyes will see, and you won't be able to do anything about it. So the Abaye Omale. Abaye said the meaning of this is you'll have many sons and daughters. What's gonna happen is Atomelikrivecha. You want to marry off your children to your relatives. But your wife is going to insist that they have to be married to her relatives. The Yavon the Kreva. The Achpulachan, obviously, who wins those kind of arguments? I mean, she's always going to win. The Yavon the Kreva, you're going to have to accept Shidduchim from your wife's family. And boy, that might as well be aliens. Or the Havika Amater, that's like some other nation. So you don't want that. Whereas to Rava, which of course basically is a bracha. Whereas to Rava, he says, this means your wife is going to die, the visa shechiva, and then your sons and your daughters are going to be given to another woman that you'll marry, and that will be like going to having a stepmother is like having an amacher. The amar rav, amar yirmi abarav, amar rav. Ma'idechti, what's the meaning of the pasuk? As Rav himself said, abonechu v'notecha detunim la'amacher, that your children will be given to a foreign nation. This refers to stepmothers. Zoheshetah. Akrina b'chalmin, another dream they had was that we read a pasuk in our dreams that says, lechecho b'simcha lachmecha, go eat in happiness your bread. So Abaya, he said, Abaya paid him his 25 cents. So he said, that means that you're going to be so happy. Meravach iskecha, your business is going to be tremendously successful. V'achalta v'shatita, you're going to make a big party. V'karita tzuka michedva dalipcha, you'll be reading this pasuk, lechecho b'simcha lachmecha, because of the great joy in your house, in your heart. Whereas Rava, he said, this means you're going to be miserable. Pasuk iskecha. And basically, you'll make a meal and you'll be so sad you won't be able to eat. Lo'achalta and v'shatita. V'karita, what you're going to do is you're going to drink yourself into a super and you'll read this pasuk, lefechuche pachtecha. You're going to feel so sad about life. You'll read the pasuk, echob, simcha la'ai, halavai, halavai. Another time they had a dream in which they read the pasuk, zera rav totzi asadeh, you will have much, zera rav, much tfuah. And the pasuk ends ma'at sof, but you won't be able to collect very much. So to Abaye, he said, well, the yikar over here is the resh of the crop. It means you're going to be very successful. To Rav, he read it from the seif of the crop.
But he never caught one.
No, well, he did in the end, and it was no good for Bar Hadaya, let me tell you. Akrinan, another time they had zeitim yulecha b'chol gvulecha. Another time they read the pasuk that they will have olives throughout, but shemen lo tasuch, but you won't get a chance to get anything. Ki yishal zeitecha, because your olives will fall off the trees. To Abaye, he says, you know what? Yeah, so the Abaya, Amalei Mereisha. Abaya gashed the first part of the pasuk. To Rava, he said that the Iker is the last part of the pasuk. Another time, Akrinan, they read to us the pasuk, V'ra'u kol ameha oretz, kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yarumi mecha. So to Abaya, they said, this means that the entire earth will hear about you, because you will become a great and famous Rosh Yeshiva, Reish Batifta Avita, a matcha nafalt ba'alma, and your, the pachar of you, the year of you, will fall across the earth. Whereas according to Rava, he said, that means everyone will hear about you all right. You'll be in the headlines. They're going to accuse you of embezzling all the money from the government. They're going to take you into jail. And everybody will learn from you about how they better watch out. So, B'dayana the Malka Yitzbar, U'matfasta B'ganvi, they're going to take you into imprisonment as a gunner. B'dayana Kuli Alma, when it says, your Ukol Ameoritz, everyone will fear you. It means they will fear what happened to you. They'll say, Kapachom Rubinach. I mean, if this happens to Rava, think what it could happen to anybody. Sure enough, the next day there was a break in Yitzbar, B'dayana the Malka, and they discovered that the budget was unbudgeted, and of course I have to blame somebody. So also the Tatsile Rava, they came and the police captured Rava. Amrele, another time, Amrele, Chazan Chasa Pumdani. We saw a dream in which we saw a big lettuce growing on top of a barrel. So Abaya, of course, paid his money, paid his 25 cents. Baradaya said, thank you, Kling. That means Ayev Iskecha Kechas. That means your business is going to grow like a lettuce. They just keep growing. So Rava, he said, it's good for Pesach. Moyer Iskecha Kechas. Your business is going to be bitter, like a lettuce. Amrele, another time they said, Chazan Bisra, what we saw was Bisra Pumdani. We saw meat on top of the barrels. So Baya, he said, 25 cents, thank you. Your wine production is going to be so excellent that everybody's going to come to have wine and meat tasting. Whereas to Rava, he said, Tokif Chamrecha, your wine's all going to go sour. Everybody's going to have to go buy meat to dip into your vinegar. Because what else are they going to do with the lousy stuff? Amrele, another time they had a dream, it says, Chazan Chavita the Tali Bedikla. We saw a barrel that was hanging up in a palm tree. So to Abaya, he said, thank you, 25 cents. Ding. Mada Yitzchak HaKedikla. This means your business is going to be grow up, straight up in the air. You'll fly off the charts like a palm tree. Whereas the Rava, he said, this means Chola Yitzchak HaKetamri. Buying from you will be as sweet as eating those delicious dates, because your prices are going to be so low, because otherwise nobody will buy, that they're just going to enjoy buying it. Another time they had a dream in which they saw a rimon that was growing on top of a barrel. Abaya paid his 25 cent. That means that your business is going to bring in a lot of money, like rimonim are expensive. To Rava, he said, this means kave yiskechak ruman. It means it's going to be sour, you know, like eating the rimon juice. Then they had a dream in which they saw a barrel falling into a pit. So Abaya paid his 25 cents. That means that people are going to be looking for your production, and it's going to all be sold out, and it's going to be terrible. It's going to go up on eBay like crazy. Like people say, it's fallen out of sight, and says, we can't get it anywhere. Veloy Shtakar. Can't find it. Where's the Rami? He said, oh, God, oh, what a shame. Posit Yishkechar, your business is going to be worthless. They're going to take your stocks and throw it into the garbage pan. Veshari Leilabira. Another time they had a dream. Amin HaChazina Barachama Dekoy Ayistan Benoyah. We saw, each one of them saw a chamor, a donkey braying right at their heads when they were sleeping. Eastern Rashi points out that the targum of the Yaakov Avinu, when he put the avanim around his head, Mirash Otav, the targum of there is Sadoi, Isa. So here too is by our head. Abaya paid his money, 25 cents, ding, Amale, ah, this means Malka Havita, you're going to be in a position of great power, meaning you'll be a Rosh Hashiva, Vekoi Amora Alok, the braying Tanor. Hamor is obviously a loudspeaker in which everybody's going to be listening to your classes. Whereas to Rava, he said, well, obviously, if it's on top of your head, your tefillin must be puzzled. And Peter Chamor Goit Mitzilecha, the words Peter Chamor have fallen off of your tefillin. On my lay, so he said, what are you talking about? I just checked my tefillin, I saw it in there. But it is because of Leviite. On my lay, so he said, well, so then definitely the vav of Peter Chamor, which doesn't exist because it's written chaser, but as Rashi says, it means that the guy had written it originally, and then he tried to fix up the tefillin retroactively by erasing the vav. Look closer, you'll see he had a vav there. But I got Mitzilecha, and that's what happened. Anyway, in the end, Rava comes on his own without having sharing his dreams with Abaye. And he says to him, Chazoi Dasha Breyata Benapal, I saw the door, the outside door of my house that fell off, by the way. So I said, this means, if the door fell down to your home, who's your home? Your home is your wife. It must be your wife is going to die. Omale Chazina Kaki Vashini Denatar, I see my molars and my teeth that fall out. Omale Banecho Venatecha Shichlan, this means your children are going to die. Omale Chazoi Tarte Yuni Deporchan, I see two doves that are flying away. Omale, that means you're going to marry twice and there you're going to end up divorcing your wives. I saw two stalks of turnips. Omalei, sure you don't want to pay? No, what am I going to pay for? Professional account, sorry. Train cool people out there. This means you're going to be hit over the head twice, because a turnip looks like it's one of those Kenyan poppers, you know? It's like a little hammer. All right, you're going to be hit twice. Rava figures, oh my God, today I'm staying out of the street. So also Rava Huyoma, that day Rava decides he's going to sit in the base of Medrash all day long. So Yosef Bey Medrash Kula Yuma, he sits in the base of Medrash all day long. Anyway, ask your Chana Trade these two blind people come in and they're having a fight and they come to actual blows. So Ozar Rava Lefrukino Rava go jumps up and tries to separate them from each other. So they both bop Rava. Machlula Rava Trey, they hit him twice. They lift up their hands and about to hit him again. He said, wait, stop! There were only two in the dream. So I only saw two turnips. Lesof Asa Rava Viagleag. In the end, Rava figured, all right, I'll give the guy a break. So he paid him his 25 cents. I saw my walls fell down. 25 cents, please. Thank you. Ding. Ah, clearly that means there will be no walls for you. Your business will just keep growing all over the place. I saw Abaya's castle fall apart, and Kasyanovka was all covered with dust. 25 cents, please. Ding. Amalei Abaya Shaka. This means Abaya is going to drop dead. Umetifte Ati Lagabak, and you're going to take over his yeshiva. Next time he came and said, I saw my own house collapse. Everybody came and everybody walks off with one of the bricks. 25 cents, please. This clearly means that your learning is going to be spread across the entire world. Everybody will take a little bit and build it into their own homes. I saw in my dream that my skull was smashed and my brains fell out. Sounds bad to me. 25 cents, please. Ding. Enough. It just means your pillow was torn and the stuffing fell out. I had a dream in which I was read in Hallel. It's just Mitzrayim in my dream. 25 cents. This clearly means great miracles are going to happen with you. Actually, at that point, Bar Hadaya was in a boat crossing the river, and he says to himself, wait a minute, if this guy's going to have great miracles, what do I need to be in a boat with a guy's going to have miracles? Maybe I won't get the miracles. I'm getting out of here. So he jumps out of the boat. As he's jumping out of the boat, why would I cross a river with a guy who's going to have miracles? I mean, last time, the only guy who was saved from the collapsing ferry was the guy who had miracles. I didn't see a dream about miracles. So, Bahadi the Kasolik, as he's jumping out of the ferry, before it takes off, Nafa Sifrim, he drops his little book. This is a book, Guide for Interpreting Dreams for Dummies. Anyway, so in it, it says, so Rava picks it up, and he happens to look at a page that says, all dreams follow their interpretations. Now he realizes what has happened. Omar, he says to me, you lousy good-for-nothing Russian. Bididoska Yam was all up to you? The Tsar and Kuleha, you ruined my life? Kulu Makilnav, I'm gonna be mokal everything but one thing. You killed my wife with sister's daughter, that I can't be mokal you. Ye Rava the Limsar, who gavad the Mafusa the Lomarakumwale. May you be given over into the hands of a nation that will have no Rakumanis on you. So Barhadayat, oh my gosh, that's not a good thing. My Avid, what am I gonna do now? You married the killer of Sakhan Nafil Bikinami Ba. I mean, we have a Kabbalah that if a Chacham gives you a Klola, even if it was by Nagri, it wasn't for the wrong reasons. It would still come true. Of course you gain Rava, the Badina don't lie it. For sure, Rava, I mean, he's got a good reason to be pretty angry at me. Omar, so he says to himself, okay, Ekum Vagli, what I'm going to have to do is move away. It goes to some place at the Galut. Yomamar Galut Mechaperet Avon. Maybe this will be a kapora for me, and then his klola won't come true. So come Golilabe Rumois, he figures where better to go into Galut than actually to Rome. So he goes to Rome. Also, Yashiva Pisla Reish to Zina de Malka. Now he sets up his little booth in Rome, you know, 25 dinari and so on. And where does he set it up? Right in front of the place where the one who's in charge of the treasure houses of Caesar, where he sits there in his little booth. Anyway, so Reish to Zina, so the head of the once in charge of the treasure house sees a dream. So he walks across the street to this the Jew who's got this little 25 dinari shop for dream interpretation. Amalek HaZoi Chama had a dream. The Isle Machata Betz Botai. I see a needle penetrating my fingers. Amalek Adli Zuzah. That'll be 25 dinari, please. I didn't give to him. Yeah, sorry, I don't interpret for free. So go on, I will meet him. Next time he comes to me, he says, I saw a worm eating up two of my fingers. 25 dinari, please. I didn't give it. Didn't say anything. Next time he came and he said, I see a worm eating up my entire hand. Well, I suppose I ought to tell you what it all meant all along. This means that basically every last one of the king's begotten that was made out of wool has been devoured by moth larvae. You could have paid me my money before, and it would have been time to save it. Anyway, Shami Beimaka, they find out the next time the king needs something, they find out it's all gone. And so they bring in their Eish Terzina to cut off his head. Because, I mean, he's the one in charge. So they cut to him, they're taking out for execution. So he says, you're blaming me. Anna, why me? I do the Haida of the Omar. Get the guy who knew all about it and refused to say anything for his lousy 25 dinar. So anyway, I do the Baradaya, they bring Baradaya to court. I'm relaying, they say to him, you gotta be kidding. I'm to Zuzah Didoch for your lousy 25 dinar Chavu Shiroi de Malka? You destroyed all of the treasure house of the king's clothing? We've got a good solution. Kafita train Arze Bechav. They took two big trees and they bent them together with a rope. And then they tied one of Baradaya's foot to one tree and one of Daya's foot to the other tree. And then they released the rope. Ooh. Anyway, so then went off of a train. They let the ropes go, the trees flew back into place, dragging his body, and he fell in two parts. That was the end of Baradaya. Of course, every dream had two interpretations. That's what comes from dualism. Shaul ben Doma, ben Hachotosh Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yishmael. Now, ben Doma, who was a nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, asked Rabbi Yishmael about his dream, and he says, Rahiti Shneilet Hayash and Ashru. I saw my two cheeks falling off. That means Shneke, do they ruin me? There was a lot of tumbling in Rome that were trying to get you into trouble. Those were the cheeks of your enemies, and they died. Amalei Bar Kapor LeRebbe. Bar Kapor told Rebbe, I had a dream. Right, Chot Mishan Hashafa. Saw my nose fall off. That sounds bad to me. Rebbe said, nonsense. It means it's a great dream. Charon Ach Nistalek Mimcha means anger in the Shemayim has left you, and therefore your af fell off. Amalei Ra'iti Shnei Adai Shnechtechu. But then I saw my two hands cut off. Ah, he says, that means you're not going to have to work anymore. You're going to be able to retire. Oh my God, they cut off both feet. That's no problem. He's getting a new Lexus. You won't have to walk anymore. You'll become an American. Yes, isn't that nice? It's exactly, I was thinking the same thing. And then I had a dream in which I was told in my dream, Ba'adar Mita, you will die in Adar, V'nisa no chazita, and you'll never see Nisa. Amalai, that's great. Badruta Mita, it means that you will die in great honor. V'lo atitali, then Nisayon, you will not have any kinds of difficult times in life. Amalai, Ahumina was the original gear, so they took out all the meaning with reference to Christians, request of the Tzedukim. But anyway, this was an early Christian, Sefer Rabbi Yishmael. I saw myself pouring oil over olives. Uh-oh, he said. That means he slept with his mother. Baal imo. Amalek hazoy de kotif likuchva. I saw that I picked a star out of the sky. Oh, Amalek bar Yisrael ganafta. Clearly, you took a Jew and stole him. That's because Yisrael nimshul lekochavim, similar to the stars. Amalek hazoy de balati likuchava. I saw a dream which I swallowed a star. Amalek, that means you stole a Jew, sold him, and you ate the money. V'yachal to ladami. Amalek hazoy inai de nashkin ha'adadi. I saw my two eyes kissing each other. Uh-oh, he says, Baalach Hotori, obviously, I slept with his sisters. Amalek hazoy de nashki sierra, I saw that I kissed the moon. Oops, Baal Eishes Yisrael. Obviously, he slept with a Jewish married woman. Amalek hazoy de darich nebetuna da'asa, I saw myself stepping over a pile of hadasim. Amalek Baal na'ara murasa, they used to use hadasim at the wedding of a besula. That means that you must have slept with a na'ara murasa. Amalek hazoy to noy mi'iloi v'umitatoy. And then at first I saw this pile of hadasim under me, and then I saw it on top of me. So he said, yeah, well, that means you sure did a lot of different funny positions with that na'ara murasa. Mishkaf ka'afor. Amalek hazoy ur. I saw a bunch of crows coming around my bed. Yep, she's got a lot of men coming to her bed. I saw Yonim coming into my bed. And taking a lot of married women. I saw I grabbed two Yonim, and then I shooed them away. Means you married two women, you threw them out without divorcing them. I saw myself peeling eggs. I'm like, please. That means the eggs are simon of Avelut. You basically were going through the sewers over there, collecting dead bodies of the barricades, and taking off their clothes and using them. Oh, my ladies, oh, come on, how can you accuse me of that? I mean, the rest of it, all right. I mean, Kulo used to be great. All of it was true, but not this. Barmy, that's ridiculous. At that very moment, a woman walks by. I saw her, and I'm like, hey, you're wearing a suit of the guy that we buried last week. The guy who applied to the Mishvashalakti obviously stripped his suit off of him. Anyway, so apparently it was all true. I'm like, Chazoi de Amrele. Then he said, you know, I had a dream in which I was told in my dream, Shabak l'chavuk nifse v'kaputkia. Your dad left you money or property in Kaputkia. That's an interesting one, he said. Itlcha nifse v'kaputkia? Do you own any property in Kaputkia? I'm like, no. Ozilav itlcha Kaputkia? Did your father travel to Kaputkia where he could have maybe bought some property? I'm like, no. So then I'll tell you what it means. It's got to be a gematria, Kapodakia, which means the tenth kapla, tenth, beam. So what you should do is count the tenth row of roof beams in your house, and there's clearly that was the place where money was left that you didn't know about. So that's kapa dika. So it's the deka kapa. So zil chazoi kapla reisha sora. Go to the tenth roof beam, tenth row roof beam, and you'll find that it's hollowed out, and it's malei azuzi. It's full of money. Zoe went and asked Rashi Malazuzi. Sure enough, it was full of money. Omar Rabbi Chanina Haro'eb Be'erpe Chalom, someone who sees a well in a dream, Ro'eh Shalom. We find that Avdi Yitzchak finally found peace when they got their Rechavya Be'er. Rabbi Nosra Amer, Matzah Torah. It's a remez to being Zoch at the Torah. Shinema ki Motz'i Matzah Chayim. It says on the one hand, Matzah Chayim, and on the other hand, it says Be'er Mayim Chayim. So apparently, Be'er Mayim Chayim is itself a remez to Torah. Rava says it means that the person's life was extended. It's Chayim Mamash. Omer Rabbi Chanan Shalosh Shlomotein. There's three things that you see that are a remez to peace. Nahar, a flowing river. Tzipor, a bird. Ukedera, and a pot. So Nahar, dechsivin in Tioleah. Kinahar Shalom. So apparently a Nahar is a Nahar of peace. A Tzipor, dechtiv kitziporim afot. Kein yagen Hashem tzvakot. So too will a person be saved by Hashem al Yerushalayim. Gonon vihitzia. Kedera, how about a pot? Lechtiv Hashem tishvot shalom lanu. God should, but tishvot means to put a pot on a fire. So that means you cook up peace for us. Omre lechanino upekedera she'in ba basar shanino. It's dafka if there's no meat in the pot. Because if there's meat, that's a very bad sign. Because then it would be similar to the posik, ufarsu kasher basir uka basar betoch kalachat, which means God's going to cook you up and leave nothing of Yerushalayim. So it is a very beautiful, by the way, purish among the Achronim on the nature of a pot. But basically, a pot is the interface between the fire and the water. So that's all. Because otherwise, you're going to be putting water on flame. How do you put water on flame? So you need it. I forgot, but it's early Achronim. I don't remember that. But so the pot becomes the interface between two opposites. That's what's a remnant. That's the peace. Omar Rabbi Yosher ben Levi. Haro'en Nahar Bachalom. Somebody who sees a river in his dream. Yashkim V'Omar should say when he wakes up, because otherwise, since it has a double meaning, it might be understood, and then if it's marked him, another pasuk into his mind, if that you don't want, that it should be like a river that is a siman of Torah to you. You see a dream, you also should make sure that it's the right bird in a dream. You should make sure it's the right bird. Yashkim ve'omar ketziporim ofot, as we say, afot, ken yagen Hashem tzvakot al Yerushalayim, kodim shekitamenu pasuk acher, ketzipor nodedet min kina, like a bird that's been driven out of its home, ken ish noded b'mekomo, which is not a good sign. Haroe kidera b'chalom, you see a pot, you should make sure that you say the right pasuk, Hashem tishpot shalom lanu. Kodim shekitamenu pasuk acher, you don't want another pasuk, which is shvot asir shvot, put the pot down, put it down, let it cook, referring to Yerushalayim. Haroe anabim b'chalom, someone who sees grapes, should make sure they're the right grapes, and wake up and say the pasuk, ka'anavim b'midbar, which is a remez to a dover tov, because it's ka'anavim b'midbar matzati Yisrael, kibikura b'teina, that's a sign of the goddess of Yisrael. Kodem shi'atimeno pasuk acher, inveimu invei rosh, that it's the grapes of Yisrael are bitter. Haroe har b'chalom, if you see a mountain in a dream, yashkim li'omar, you should say, ma'navu al ha'arim raglei nevaser, which is a beautiful pasuk talking about the coming of Elio to tell us about Mashiach's arrival. Kodem shi'atimeno pasuk acher, before chas v'shalom, the pasuk pops into his head of Allah Harim Esabhi Vanehi. There will be cries and moanings over the mountains. Haroe Shofar Bechalom. Someone sees a shofar should immediately say, Vayaba Yomahu Yitaka Bishofar Gadol at the coming of Mashiach. Kodim Shiktamenu Pasuk Acher before another pasuk falls into his head, which is Kipu Shofar Bagiva at the destruction. And there it's Haril Beit Aven Acharecha, the simon to the Avonot of Yisrael. If somebody sees a dog, Yaroe Kelev Bechalom, Yashkim Yomar Lechol Bnei Yisrael O Yecharatz Kelev L'Shano, before he thinks of another pasuk, Vaklavim Azein Nafesh, Haroe Ari Bechalom, you see a lion, you should say, Aryeh Sha'ad Milo Yira. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to the rescue of Yisrael. Kodem Shiyakadbenu Pasuk Acher, referring to the Nebuchadnezzar, Allah Aryeh Misofcho, the lion is on his way. Haroe Tiglachat Bechalom, somebody who sees a haircut in his dream, Yashkim Vayomar, he should say to himself the pasuk about Yosef Atzadik, who got a nice haircut with his hair long and beautiful, Vaygalach Liachalefsim Lotav, Kodem Shiyakadbenu Pasuk Acher, before he thinks of another pasuk about what happened to poor Shimshon, who got a lousy haircut, im gilachti v'sar mimeni kochi, I'll get the kind of haircut that leaves me without kayach. Haroer be'er b'chalom, somebody who sees a well should make sure to say yashkim yomar be'er mayim chayim kodim mishak yekadmenu pasuk acher, before he thinks of the awful pasuk about mayim, in which it says kakir bayir meimea kein hakrei ra'ata. This is a siman to the bed of Yisrael. Haroe kaneh b'chalom, somebody sees a reed, yashkim vayomar, kaneh ratzutz lo yishaver, may be weak like a kaneh, but will not break. Kodim shekadmenu pasuk acher, before he thinks of relying on the Europeans, you know, he may be tach batach b'lachal mishenet hakaneh ratzutz, yeah, quartets, mortets. Tana rabbana, haroe kaneh b'chalom, yitzapeh l'chokhma, shenamar keneh chokhma. If you see kanim, many reeds, yitzapeh l'binah, shenamar uvchol kinyanecha, which are many kanim, keneh binah. Omer Rebbe Zera, somebody who sees anything that has to do with pumpkin. You see an actual pumpkin, akara, akora, kira, kanya, all words that are related to pumpkins, wax, beans, reeds. They're all very good things that are dreams, for dreams. And in fact, in Marin de Lu'in, only a pumpkin in a dream is only shown to somebody who is Yorei Shamayim Bekol Koko. He has to be a Yorei Shamayim with all of his kayak, because a pumpkin is a, Nisim Gaon explains, a pumpkin is very, very large, and so you'd think that it would have tremendous gaiva. I mean, after all, it turns into magical coaches for queens and all kinds of stuff like that. And nonetheless, it always stays down on the ground because it has tremendous anivus in it. Not only that, it's a remes to learning Torah because it's a loyi. The loyi is loyi the horizon, someone who is Torah, constantly speaking about. Anyway, those are some of the simple pirushim about pumpkins. And therefore, only somebody who has a real Yirat Shamayim would be zocha to see a pumpkin in a dream. A special message for Richard here, somehow. Haroeh shor b'chalom. Someone who sees a shor in his dream should immediately wake up and say the pasuk about Yosef HaTzadik. B'chor shoro hadar lo. Unless, because he might come up thinking of another pussy. He got shor as ish. You don't want gored by one of those guys. Turn about a chamisha dvarim nemru b'shor. There's five different ramazim of a shor in different situations. Ha'ochel mi b'soro, if you're eating the meat of a shor, it's a sign of osher, because, I mean, it's you're not supposed to eat meat unless you're ki yechav Hashem elokechet yivulcha. Or if you're nakho, if the shor gores you, that's a good sign, because it means that you'll have children that are going to be goring you in Torah. They'll be fighting you. We use that as in menach, but they fight each other, fight you. If nashko, if the shor bites you, it's a sign of yisurin b'yimala. Ba'ato, if it gives you a kick, it means you're going to go flying. Derech rechokan is down the low. It means you got a big trip coming up. Rachavo, if you ride on it, ole l'dula, it's a sign it's going to become great. Really? The Brisa says, Rachavo, mate. If you're riding, it's a bad sign. Well, it depends who's riding. Good, my friend. I mean, if you're riding on the shore, it's a good sign. The shore is driving, riding on you. That's a bad sign. So, Hadarachivu l'tura, Hadarachiv tura l'diday. And the other dream is having the shore on your back saying, yeah, buddy. That's not a good sign. Haro'ech hamor b'chalom. You see a donkey? That's a sign of Yeshua, because Mashiach comes on a donkey. Shinema, hinei malkech yavola, tzadik v'noshavu, ani v'rochev al chamor. Haro'ech hatul b'chalom. If you see a cat, now, if you see a cat, it depends on the local word for cat. Okay? So, ba'atu d'korele, actually, Orach's Girsa is reverses this, it makes much more sense. Ba'atu d'korele shinra, in a place where a cat is called a shinra, it means na'atzer lo shira na'at. This means that you're going to have a beautiful song that I wrote just for you, or clothing, shiroi, no. If it's a place called shunra, then it means bad things, a shinui ra. Some bad changes are coming in your life. How about in a place where they call it a cat? What would you say? Yeah, but you weren't listening. I said the oral switch is it. Yeah, yeah. It's more reasonable to say cat, catastrophe. It's thinking bad. What are you thinking? Catastrophes.
Yeah.
Haro'eh anavim b'chalom. You see, grapes. It depends. If they're Lebanon, white, light grapes. So, bein bizmanan b'chalom bizmanam. Wherever, whenever in the season you see them, that's a good sign. Shechorot, if they're dark grapes, bizmanam yafot, shalom bizmanam ra'ot. Some of the Talmidei Agroa compare the minhag of the Agroa not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah as a simin ra, being nogea, the elements of grapes in this Gemara. Haro'eh sus lavan b'chalom. You see a white horse. A white horse is always good. That's why knights always appear on a white horse. So it doesn't matter whether the horse is running, a white horse is always a good sign. But if you see a red horse, well, red, chestnut, thank you. So a chestnut horse. And then if it's benachas, if it's hitting, see pumpkin stalk too. If it's benachas, yafeh, it's radum. If it chases you, it seems to be angry, then it's a bad sign. Haro'eh Yishmael b'chalom. Now, if you see Yishmael in a dream, that's a good sign, because tfilato nishmah, it means that Yishmael, God will hear your prayers. But not just any old Yishmael, it has to be the real one. Yishmael ben Avraham. But if you just see Stam, Taya Be'almi, some Arab who's called, hey, Ishmael, come here. You see that in your dream, it's not a good sign. Haro'eh gamal b'chalom. You see a camel. This means mitanik v'salom min ha'shamayim. A camel is a remes for midat ha'din, which is why the whole story of Yitzchak's marriage is surrounded by camels. V'atzilu mimeno, but it means he was saved from that din, because gamal is also remes of milut chasadin. Amar Rabbi Chama, but Rabbi Chanina Maikra, v'anochi eredim from Mitzrayim. I will go down with you to Egypt, but anochi a'alcha gamalah. Gamalah, okay, got it. I will also bring you back out. So gamal is gamalah. So Nachor Yitzchak says, well, it says, gam Hashem evir chafatcha, lo tamut, gamalah. Gamla. Others read gam is a reference to the Greek gamma, so gam must be gamal, and therefore it's equivalent of gimel. So gam, gamma, Hashem evir chafatcha.
Can gamla have a horrific travel?
They only dash in the first part of the pasuk. Haro'eh Pinchas b'chalom, pela na'aselo. Someone who sees Pinchas, something wonderful will happen to him, just like it happened to Pinchas. It's a sign of miracles. Haro'eh Pil b'chalom, you see an elephant. Plaot na'aselo. Pil are wonders. Pilim. And of course, we know Sam's reaction to the elephants. And this is was part of this Gemara, undoubtedly. If you see a lot of elephants, then pla'e pla'ot. You're not a Bucky in Lord of the Rings, I think. This was a sinon throughout Tolkien of Hatzolah, although, of course, it didn't look good in the beginning. Doesn't it say that all types of animals are good in dreams, except for elephants and monkeys? Now, Kasha. Padam Misrad, it depends what the element is, the elephant is doing. I mean, if the elephant looks like a nice, calm elephant, and it's got, like, you know, one of those Indian elephants, a little saddle on its back, or somebody's controlling it up on top, then it's a good sign. But if it's low Misrad, you're just running about wild, that's not a good sign in a dream, especially if it's coming at you.